Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's the end of the year, a time in which wordsmiths usually select the word of the year, often accompanied by grand entry into an esteemed dictionary. But we want to concentrate now on the words that should be banned. More specifically, the annual list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. The list was released today by professors at Lake Superior State University in Michigan, who've been compiling it for 41 years now. So, topping the list...
So,
to start a sentence, tops the list. And joining us now is Professor John Shively, who's behind this list. Professor, I understand that this is the second time that so has been banned.
So is sort of linguistic hang on to that you swing from one idea to another. Lately, it's just been used to start a sentence or an answer to a question. It's sort of a pause still, but it's become a more sophisticated pause.
Well, back in 1999, nominators said they were tired of hearing, "I am so down with this list." They were so tired of hearing it. That "so" was banned then, and now it's, as Bob Forrest of Tempe, Arizona wrote you, if you ask someone a question like, "How'd you learn to play the piano?" they answer, "So my dad was in a classical music club." That you are banning. What's another one you're banning?
Words and phrases from the world of economics, price point. There's some interesting things that have been in circulation for many decades. Secret sauce, I think that related to a hamburger.
Well, let's just hold up for a second, because price point, for instance, one of your nominators suggests you could just say cost or price.
They're simple ideas, and my grandfather always said, never spend $50 on a nickel errand. We load up these ideas that we're trying to communicate with extra calories, and it just ends up loading down what should be essentially a simple communication idea.
Okay, here's one that people just are tired of, and this is going to send many public radio hosts into therapy. It's conversation, as in join the conversation.
Join the conversation, pick up the phone. And this raises an important point. We don't really try to cleanse the language of these words and phrases. We've been trying to do this for 40 years. You can go ahead and join the conversation for as long as you want. Just be aware that there may be another word or phrase that could come along and do a better job.
Okay, well, you've got a nominee from Tom Bednall of Melbourne in Australia. He hates break the internet, and so do a lot of people.
Well, things were going viral, I think, within the last 10 years. We didn't have any contractions show up on our list this year. Usually we have texting shortcuts that people are getting tired of seeing. But going viral is getting old, so break the internet was introduced, and suddenly break the internet is getting old, so we'll just have to see what comes and takes its place.
I just kind of got BAE. Bay before anyone else. That just came around my way, but that was banned last year?
Correct.
Okay, so I was behind on that. And that might apply to, I don't know, maybe everyone is saying man-spreading, but you're already saying enough.
That's, well, that was a dark horse. BAE came up as a dark horse in last year's list. Man-spreading I'd heard of, but who would have thought it would gain a lot of votes to show up on this year's list.
This is men in particular sprawling over chairs in public transportation.
Yeah, try to unthink that, yes.
And Carrie Hansen of Caledonia, Michigan writes, "Men don't need another disgusting-sounding word thrown into the vocabulary to describe something they do. You're just taking up too much room. Be polite." You don't need a word for it. Round us off here with some of the last words. Problematic. What's wrong with that?
Problematic is one of those little verbal tics that have been around for many, many years. Again, a simpler expression could probably take its place, and it wouldn't sound so imposing. Only one word or one phrase from politics made it on the list this year, which really surprised us, and it's called walk it back. So we should walk back, according to a number of our nominators, the word problematic.
I guess a lot of us got bored of saying retract. Walk it back. John Shively teaches public relations at Lake Superior State University. We'll post their annual list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. And we would love your nominations. Bring it at hereandnow.org. And one phrase may be, bring it. Professor Shively, thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you.